Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
And welcome to the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming live coast to coast and around the world. I'm Mike Aries, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, who's out on assignment. He should be back next week with all sorts of tales of woe and tales of accomplishment. But I am joined by the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. He's a man of action, a gladiator of the gridiron, a certified star, TV star, film star, star of the radio, of course, since the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I am a multi-hyphenate, Mike.
A polyglot.
Is that what that is?
I think polyglot. That is. I hope that's what
Multiple
it means.
Multiple interests and very few accomplishments. So, well, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you, and we'll have some fun here. We'll duck into these sports highlights here, if you can call them highlights, you know. And what have you been up to? I know Mike is on the road doing his deal and stuff, and you're
I'm hanging out. I'm trying to watch some Laker games, but they make me so disconsolate. They're driving me to the bottle. We'll probably address that later in the show.
Indeed.
But so we got a big show. There's been a lot of quarterbacks on the move. We're going to get into that, of course. And, of course, talk about this labor strife and some new rules that are coming to Major League Baseball that I think is going to have some implications for maybe the season coming forward and subsequent seasons. It seems like the MLB is trying to get as much money as possible, as all businesses do. And these rules are trying to bring a lot more eyeballs to the game itself, and we shall see if these billionaire owners and these millionaire players can come to an agreement too, so we can get this season started off promptly.
Well, it would be great to get the baseball people get their heads out of their rear ends. Ownership is just abysmal. No leadership whatsoever from owners. Players have been congenitally discombobulated over the last several contract negotiations, CBAs, and we'll see who wakes up on either side. They've got to do something because I don't trust them not to screw up this season.
Yeah, we're already on the cusp, if not losing games, so we're going to look to that. And as long as we have Rob Manfred, I don't know how it's going to work. But stick around, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge. Mike Aries sitting in, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Mike Gary sitting in for Mike Horn, and one and only Fred Dreyer, Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game. Of course, the acting legend, star of Hunter and many other various projects. And the news was breaking fast and furious. Our production team was out there just, you know, typing away and pulling stories and, you know, listening to the wires like they were 1930s stockbrokers, because we had a lot of quarterbacks on the move. The big one right now is earlier in the week, is that we saw Seattle Seahawks have agreed to trade quarterback Russell Wilson. Russell Danger Wilson, no longer a Seahawk. He's leaving the Pacific Northwest. He's going to the frozen tundra of the Denver Broncos. Fred, you like this trade, right?
I do like it very much. I also think that Denver is helped greatly by this move a little bit more than Rodgers going back to Green Bay.
Yeah, we're going to get to that after this. But yeah, it's so Russell Wilson, he's got a Super Bowl victory. He won the Super Bowl, of course, with the Seahawks and Pete Carroll, and he famously lost another Super Bowl off a quote-unquote jumped route by the Patriots several years ago.
Remember that? That was a smart play.
Wasn't it?
That was a great
play.
Really great.
As someone, Fred, who spent your career in the trenches, and you know my very short and tenuous career, it's in the trenches as well. Don't you love it when it's like about third and one and you're on the goal line, third and goal, and you get the call run in from the sideline, and we're not going to run the ball? That makes a lot of sense, right?
Well, look who they had running the ball that day.
Marshawn Lynch. One of the greatest running backs
and
of all time.
By the way, it was third down, right?
Third down.
That means they had two downs left of them, and there was less than a yard. You run it.
And if you can't get it in from that distance,
you can't get it with that guy carrying it. Then you should be, moving on somewhere.
And Russell Wilson, he's a mobile quarterback. And my favorite quarterback of all time, and it was John Elway. I was a huge John Elway fan growing up.
That's a good pick.
He was somewhat mobile, but now for the first time that I can remember, my Denver Broncos, I'm a fan, they have an actual quarterback and that can run outside the tackles, scramble, and actually make plays for themselves right now.
Yeah, they're dangerous all of a sudden on paper and as soon as they show up for training camp. They've really helped themselves. A lot of teams, I think all the movement in the last couple of days, certainly today, was clearing the air, getting the big quarterback of the day, Rodgers, to declare what he was going to do, which everybody thought he would probably wind up back in Green Bay, which is the best place for him. But he'll be back in Green Bay, and he'll be quarterbacking a very good team that is probably picked to be in the NFC Championship game, I would imagine. They'll probably play the Rams or somebody. But Rodgers is headed back to Green Bay. You know, Wilson is now getting a breath of fresh air, getting out of Seattle, playing on that terrible turf with that drizzly weather. That's not good weather. It's aggravating to play on AstroTurf when it rains, because when you fall down on the ground, you know, it's so aggravating. You know, for some reason you don't dry out as fast as you.
And the turf, it soaks up the water, and it lessens the cushion of the fall too, right?
It's a terrible existence when you have to play on that stuff, and the weather is bad. I would rather have it snow. I'd rather have it be windy. I would rather have it than drizzling, where you're always wet and the footing is insecure, and so forth. So Wilson gets to go up to Denver. He gets to play probably of the 17 games. He probably gets to pay 12 or 13 of those games in pretty good weather.
Yeah,
you know, and all the quarterbacks have to do is tell the groundskeepers, this is how I want it, and they do it.
Interesting. I mean, let's talk about what Seattle gave up, or what Denver gave up, excuse me, to land Russell Danger Wilson. The Broncos agreed to trade quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Font, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, two first-round picks, a number 9 overall included in that, two second-round picks, a number 40 overall, and a fifth-round selection as well. A bevy of picks. Mm-hmm. Does this sound like Seattle and Pete Carroll's in rebuilding mode?
Well, yeah, they have to rebuild. I mean, they're not a very good football team now, and they just got a little bit worse by losing Wilson. So, Pete's a defensive coach. He's got to have to retool there. They need a quarterback. So I guess the natural thing is, and there was some talk about Deshaun Watson going to Seattle, maybe to Philly, and maybe even to Miami. Who knows?
Or maybe even to the penitentiary.
But first, he has to plead the fifth.
He does have to plead the fifth.
He has to plead the fifth.
You mentioned it earlier. Aaron Rodgers had the Brinks truck backed up. Of course, he was the big question mark after the season ended. There was talk about retirements, so on and so forth. But he was actually re-signed to the Green Bay Packers for a whopping $200 million four-year extension, $153 million of that guaranteed.
Yeah.
What do you think about that signing? This puts Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay until he's age 42.
Well, you know, the common man, that's us,
yeah,
the common man would see this as an unbelievable, preposterous amount of money to play 4 years of football. But the truth of the matter is, the way the cap is structured, you know, the owners came up with the salary cap because they want the salary cap. You know, and
it's not about competitive balance, right? It's about the owners don't want to pay that much money.
Well, they look to push the big numbers out at you, and then they chip away at it. And he's going to get 153 the day he signs his name on the check, and then that therefore there's 47 million left over to amortize to spread out over 4 years. They do an awful lot. You know, they want to give you the money when it helps them, and they don't when it doesn't, you know. So you've got Watson probably, if he can beat the handcuff wrap, then he can probably get somewhere near a rebirth in his football career, and also give him a head start in life.
I would hope so for Deshaun Watson.
Well, we don't know if we hope so.
Well, we don't. Yeah, exactly. Can't comment on. Yeah,
we don't. The grand jury will figure that out. They're going to. Is it 10 women they have to talk to?
22 accusers, I believe, 9 of which are now being subpoenaed to testify in front of a Harris County grand jury on criminal charges.
So they
for Mr.
called
Watson
through that 20. they culled through there and they figure this is the sweet spot of this accusation. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring 9 of the 20 girls in here, and we're going to find out. We're going to cross-reference all of them and take a real good peek at do we have enough information, solid information, to get a verdict against this guy, because they certainly don't want to bring charges against him and lose the accusation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure if he makes it through the pleading, he's going to plead the fifth or not. He's not going to talk to anybody, and it'll be behind closed doors, and you'll have an interesting a battle going on behind closed doors as to see who comes out and says, we think we have enough to put this guy in jail. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to file charges. They're going to be of the 9. You only need one.
Yeah.
You only need 9, one real good one. And so that'll take care of Watson. Wentz is in Washington with the Commodores.
Yes, traded, yes.
Is it the Commodores? Commanders,
I believe.
Commanders.
Well,
yeah, Commodores was the musical group.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great.
Which I like that.
Yeah, they're a fantastic group.
So Wentz goes to Washington, and let's hope he has a defensive coach there, in Ron Rivera. Let's hope that he finds a quarterback happiness in Nirvana when he goes in and sits down with the offensive coordinator and the head coach, and they craft something. Of course, all of these plans have already been set forth.
Best laid plans. Excited. We're going to break, Fred. I want to talk more NFL Hot Stove right after the break. You guys stick around. Sports Lounge with the Sultan, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Sports Lounge, baby. We're back. Sierra Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, Facebook.com, Roku. Anywhere you can find high-quality content, we are right there with you, talking some NFL hot stove action with the legend himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the gladiator. The acting legend, of course. And we talked about Aaron Rodgers, $200 million, $153 guaranteed. And for some reason, I don't know, I don't consider myself a smart guy, but, you know, I'm no idiot. But for some reason, the Packers signed Aaron Rodgers to a four-year, $200 million extension with $150 million of that guaranteed, and yet they still, this new deal, reportedly frees up enough salary cap room that the Packers can now place the franchise tag on one of their great players, Adams. You give a guy $200 million, I mean, that's more than the payroll of the entire team, but yet now how's that, what's going on? What am I missing here?
Well, look, you know, you're part of the collective bargaining agreement. You get to speak up on these matters. And many of the players don't. And what you wind up with is somewhere during the season, people don't talk about these types of things, but somewhere during the season, the general manager will walk up to you and say, after practice, I'd like to talk to you. Oh, what's that about, Jim? He says, well, you're making too much money. We need that money to sign a couple free agents here. So we're going to ask you to take a pay cut here and amortize a bunch of this money and get rid of some of this stuff and put it all on the books for next year and start fiddling with the numbers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you have that separation between the clubhouse and great players and your everyday players, you're going to have the possibility of someone knocking on your door saying, we've got, as a matter of fact, I've just decided over lunch, we decided to cut you. We'll give you a breakage on what we owe you, but we're going to fire you and then wait outside near the door because we're going to come back and re-sign
you. Yeah.
We're going to re-sign you.
Yeah.
So all of these things are always up for grabs.
Seems like the salary cap in the NFL specifically has become so nebulous, so hard to define, and there's so many different loopholes to it. It's become meaningless. The point of the salary cap is, one, A, to save the owner's money, but B, to have some sort of competitive balance where you don't have a baseball situation where you have the Yankees spending $300 million and the Twins spending $80
million. Right.
But it also seems to benefit the salary cap with all this guaranteed money and the amortization, like you talked about, seems to benefit the star players, specifically the quarterbacks. Because what I see is Aaron Rodgers sign a $200 million deal for $153 million guarantee. Then I see an outside linebacker, mm-hmm. or something like that, you know, a real stalwart of the defense, a guy that's putting his life out there on the line. He signs, it was reported in the media, $80 million deal. And you look at the fine print, and then only maybe $8 million guaranteed, and then it's really incentive-laden too.
Yes, that's correct. And that's the math of pro sports. And there's not much you can do about it unless, you know, see, the issue is the collective bargaining agreement, you know, is structured so it kind of works for there's 53 people on your team. So for the top seven people, let's say, pick a round number,
yeah.
Seven, eight people. And what you need to do is put together a football team, you know, underneath that, and not blow the business model so you can have money to sign the great players while you are able to put together a good team with pretty damn good players.
Yeah.
And so it's a balancing act that just doesn't start and stop with the signing each year of a contract. You have a very important group of people. You got a quarterback, running back. You have the wide receivers that have to be done, tight end. That's all offense because the league is offense. And then you've got offense and defensive linemen. You got a cornerback. The Rams went through this. They decided that guy on our team is worth three number one draft choices.
Yeah, you know, which is a lot.
Draft choices today are becoming like bargaining chips.
Yeah.
They're not so much, you know, saying, okay, we've got four number twos and two number ones, and we're going to go out and get some young players and sign them. What they want is proven players. Good teams are two to three players away. And right now, today, what you saw is you saw Rodgers, Wilson going to Denver and Green Bay, respectively, Wentz going to Washington, and Watson, going to jail, maybe. But what we need is to understand that every team goes through this, and it's always fun to find out, you know, who you can get. If you need to get a hold of a real good quarterback like Wilson and Rodgers, and Wentz to a degree. But Wilson and Rodgers, that's what this was about here today. And once you can get those people, on your team and under contract, then you can start to structure the contract needs of your team going through the rest of the year.
You said something really important that I want to probe and circle back to on how draft picks have become such important commodities, speculative commodities. Gone are the days where you see a, you know, straight up one for one. Like, you're gone are the days where you're seeing, you know, I don't know, hypothetically, Dan Marino being traded for John Elway. Because, I mean, they're both great players, equal stats.
Right.
But now you're seeing, like, for example, in Russell Wilson, you know, five draft picks and maybe two ancillary players. My personal theory, and I'd love to know your take on this, is that why draft picks become so important is because you draft that guy, they're on their rookie contract. You don't have to pay him as much as an established player in the league. Mm-hmm. And also, you spread it out when you get a number one and 22, first rounder the following year, and a first rounder in the following year after that. You can then kind of, like, speaking of amortization, you're paying rookie deals for good players 3 years in a row. Once again, like you said, keeping that floor down and allowing you to really sign, you know, those big pieces, your quarterbacks, your running backs, your receivers that you need.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's what the whole thing, that's what the gripe, what everybody was interested in was these quarterbacks need to have the people in their arsenal. I'll come to Denver if you promise me I'll have the best receivers, tight end, and running backs. And by the way, I want a left. Here's who I want at left tackle. So let's take and trade for that guy who's in Boston, or he's in New York. I want to get that guy. Let's put together an offense, and it's bits and pieces. And all of this stuff is based on how you use the money that you have, and therefore, how do I get more a bigger and better position in the draft by collecting second and third round draft choices? That's the meat of the draft. Is getting really, really good players in the second and third, and you can get them in the fourth and fifth. You know, Brady was the seventh round draft choice.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many great. I mean, there's just way more college football talent out there than I think there is in college basketball talent. Because you got 12 guys on a college basketball team, you got 55 guys on a college team, all of whom they were the best player on their high school team.
Yes. Yes.
And so the talent pool is so much better. And just to ask you, Fred, we got about 2 minutes till the break. You know, you were there. I mean, you played in the league for many years and very successfully as well. When you talk about, you know, balancing the player personnel and the trades and all that, how much is that a collaboration between the general manager and the coach, or is there no collaboration between those two at all when it comes to those personnel decisions?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, some organizations include – exactly. Some organizations include – your scouting combine, the people you pay to actually scout, to put eyes on the people you're drafting, to your position coaches who say, I've got to have this defensive lineman, I've got to have this wide receiver. And so they're all in on it, and they're all trying to get their guy drafted. And because it looks good for you, and it looks good for the team, you know, when you say, "Hey, I've got four or five guys who consistently know what talent is, and they do a great job, and this is really wonderful, and we're starting to get people drafted that are very well known in the league." And so when once we draft and get those pieces, we can either keep them for our team, or we can put them together in packages to go get other people's players. That's becoming more and more the story with pro football today, is that, you know, we want to really be as creative and as economical as possible.
I think Bill Parcells once says, if you want me to cook the meal,
yes,
you got to let me shop for the groceries.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a wise decision. So that big day, big week, that I should say, for quarterbacks on the move. Aaron Rodgers, of course, staying put for a boatload of simoleons, staying in Green Bay till age 42. So that should be very, very interesting. I would very much like to see Stafford versus Rodgers in a playoff game. I would enjoy that very, very much. Stick around, you guys. We're going to come back right after the break, and we'll probably talk about the Lakers, I guess. All right, Fred, I'm getting the scotch. Let's talk about the Lakers after this break. Stick around, you guys. We're in the Sports Lounge. Mike Gary sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, joined by the legend himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. Mike Airy, Fred Dreyer, the one and the only Fred Dreyer, the gladiator, the man about town, bon vivant. And so sad. So we broadcast this show live from Hollywood, California. I'm born and raised here in Southern California. Fred, born and raised here in Southern California. Grew up with the Lakers bleeding purple and gold. I was a wee lad when Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Thompson, Michael Cooper, Byron Scott, Kurt Rambis, Norm Nixon were winning titles, championships. I was a big fan during the Kobe Shaq era. I even remember the Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones era. And I just can't think of a time it's been harder to be a Laker fan, because on paper right now, you got LeBron James, you got Russell Westbrook, and you got Anthony Davis. You got three All-Stars. You got all the money in the world. And they are under 500, and the way it looks right now, Fred, they're not even going to make the playoffs, and they might even not make it in the play-in game, which is just a travesty. And we're seeing reports now that Lakers coaches pushed for a Russell Westbrook trade at the deadline, per reports. What are your thoughts about, I don't want to make you sad, but what are your thoughts about, you know, this Lakers season so far, and what are your thoughts about Russell Westbrook and expectations we had going into this season?
I said this when they drafted, or when they got Russell Westbrook several months ago.
Yeah, through free agency, yeah.
I said, what moron or cluster of morons decided this would be a wonderful addition to the team, and not only would it be an addition to the team, that it would spark another championship? Doesn't LeBron know? Doesn't he know how to handicap? If I'm in the league, if I'm a defensive end in National Football League, and I've been around, and somebody comes to me and says, "Who do you think we should get here, to make our defense better?" And I said, "Well, not him, and not that guy, and maybe that guy," and all of these opinions are based on something. And I want to know who said, I don't care what you think of Russell, I want you to get him. I think that was LeBron. But LeBron was the guy that pushed for this guy.
I mean, he's the de facto GM coach and owner
at this
point.
Yeah, of course. But he's the guy that said, we've got to have him to go all the way to the top, and nobody stood up and said, LeBron, he doesn't fit. The way he plays the game does not fit. He can't shoot outside. He cannot come close to outside. Why would you want him? And somebody in the room it's amazing that people. Don't speak up. Why wouldn't the general manager, Rob Pelinka, why wouldn't, Jeannie herself, the owner of the team, why wouldn't the head coach, who knows, because he has to play and has defended, Westbrook over the years. That was just a stupid
It's proving to be an indefensible decision at this point.
It's a cowardly way of looking at it when you put the people together to say, why are we doing this?
It's almost infantile too, because it seems to me that the Lakers, especially in the NBA as an overall, what they see is they look for shiny objects, and those shiny objects will be statistics and star power. And so they looked at the Lakers roster, the potential Lakers roster with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook. And he says, okay, we got three guys who are probably going to be Hall of Famers one of these days. They all have great stats, can all score 30 points a game if they want to, and all are really big stars. Even though, I mean, look, when you go to a restaurant and you order a dish, you don't want to have a dish where it's lobster, steak, and foie gras all in the same thing. You want lobster, and then you want something to accompany that. You want some nice scalloped potatoes, or you want a nice saffron sauce. What we have here is we have a roster that's a steak, a lobster, and a big hunk of foie gras, and they do not mix.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Your point is well taken. And I'm still trying to figure out what they did, why they did it, and when it came to the trading deadline this last month, I think it was this last month.
Yeah.
Who was the one in the room of all these people who should be in the room? Who's the one that spoke up and said, we're not making any trades whatsoever? And who are the people that decided that this is the way this thing's going to be? We're going to ride to the house with the following people in the lineup. And by the way, you know, we squeezed out a world championship with Anthony Davis and LeBron, and that group of backup players, that perimeter defensive group.
Alex Caruso's and yes, such, yeah.
The people that could defend the perimeter, the people that were real good.
The guys that don't need to take 20 shots a game.
Well, look, right now, who do the Lakers have to play under the basket?
Well, they just waived DeAndre Jordan. They have Dwight Howard, who can rebound.
What's he do?
He can rebound and he can defend, but
Hasn't been playing.
He hasn't been playing because what happens is with this league, with this stretch league, you get your Djokovic's and your shooting bigs who can pull him out from underneath the rim,
exactly.
And which completely negates his skill set.
So all the big people here can't shoot outside shots.
Exactly, and that's what you need in today's NBA.
And to not know that?
Well, we do have one big guy who can shoot the ball, Anthony Davis, but he's in street clothes. And
For
the third time this season. And he said he does not want to play center. He says he's a power forward. He's an inside-out guy.
Well, here's the other thing you have to decide on. You know, he's a guard in stretch clothing.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but you better compensate for him under the basket with somebody else that will help your team execute an offense or a defense. And, you know, to have a 7-foot guy, you know, running up and down the court and taking 3-point shots and is not paying attention to rebounding and putting the pressure on the opposing team under the basket is just ridiculous. It's like saying, okay, we're all going to pack the family up in the car, get the dog, put them in there, and we're going to drive out to the desert. And you leave with a quarter tank of gas and no water in the radiator. And this is a stupid, a blunder. This team should be terribly embarrassed. I mean, I don't know what Jeannie Buss is doing. I don't know what everybody seems to think that she's doing. But this press here has been overly polite, and it's not like this. You know, if this is New York or this is some other place, Boston. This isn't going down too well with the people.
No, it is not. Because, I mean, that's what you said is important to note too, because about how the LA press has always been treated the Lakers with kid gloves. The Lakers are like the favorite son, you know, the Harvard grad, favorite son of the LA sports teams. And for the, I saw it in their late 90s, you know, in the in between years between Showtime and Kobe and Shaq. Yeah. It was always one more year. Next year, we're going to be great. The next year, Eddie Jones is going to be the next Michael Jordan. Oh, we're going to be the, when they sign Steve Nash. Oh, we're going to be great. We're going to have another super
there's
team.
There's another thing.
It's
how the hell did he get on the team?
I have no idea. And it just seems like the LA sports, the writers, the journalists, they are not taking any of the players to task. They never take the coaching staff to task. And they never take, most importantly, ownership to task. And I understand that Jeannie Buss is a very likable, beautiful woman. But at some point, you really need to ask the hard questions. Is maybe you need a czar in there, like we mentioned the other day. Maybe we need Jerry West back.
Well, it's not my team, but I sure as hell know what the common sense is. I know Jerry's got the ability to pack the wagon for the trip. I know that he knows what he's doing, and unfortunately, I think that ship has sailed. You know, when it shouldn't have. But it is what it is, and we've got a big mess ahead of us. I don't think they're going to be good for another couple of years.
I agree, and I'm actually kind of concerned that LeBron James might grow so frustrated enough where he wants to make a move and maybe demand a trade. And what are you left with now? I mean, Russell Westbrook, the reason that they couldn't trade him during the deadline is no one wanted him. No one wanted him, not because he's not that great at basketball, and we can debate that. I think we just did. But it's because he makes too much money. And those contracts are transferable. And so if we trade Russell Westbrook to another team, that team's got to eat his $40 million a year contract.
Yeah, or help another team kind of do something that they want to do with their franchise, you know. I don't know what that would be. I'm just shooting off the top of my head, but how do you get rid of a terrible contract? Well, remember the contract that Mitch Kupchak put the Lakers in with those two guys? They gave $40 million.
Mitch Kupchak gave Andrew Bynum like a $96 million deal, and Andrew Bynum was out of the league 2 years later.
They were followed directly by the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed that people, you know, you can attribute things like this to something as simple and silly as Jeannie went down to Malibu for the weekend and missed the phone call. You know, those are the types of things that, you know, you realize that happen all the time in business and small businesses and in everyday life. And what we have now is we've got an incompetent organization.
Well, and also real fast, we had a minute before we hit the break. You know who's been seen with Jeannie Buss's side these past couple days, the last couple Laker games in the box? Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson was at Staples Center sitting next to Jeannie Buss in the luxury box 3 nights ago.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. You know,
maybe was that business or was that pleasure?
Well, it's been said that he still talks with her, and I guess he still consoles her, you know, with all the dumb decisions and the clumpy laziness that you're left with these people. I don't know. I would be very surprised if he shows up in a professional way.
Exactly, because they gave him control of the Knicks, and that really didn't work out.
Yeah, they're not going to give anybody control anymore.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. All right, so that was sad, Fred. Thanks for grieving. I'm wiping up my tears over here.
Well, I don't blame you.
My poor Lakers. It's just so sad. I guess there's always next year. But there's one thing I'm not going to become, Fred, and that's a Clippers fan. So,
well, believe me. Not unless they bring back,
Bill Walton. I'd enjoy that. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back right after the break. Wrap things up. In the Sports Lounge, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Time flies, we're having fun. Mike Airy sitting in for Mike Horn, Fred Dreyer, the star of our show. And I'm sure we're going to discuss this moving forward. I know Mike Horn wants to talk about this in depth, too, I'm sure, next week. But this is 3 rules that the Major League Baseball Players Association and the league themselves, the owners, have decided to implement over the forthcoming season.
So they've come to a decision on something.
About the rules, not about actually playing games.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we'll actually have games where we can watch these rules in action. The first one, Fred, is the pitch clock. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Yeah, that'll really help speed things along.
That's what they're hoping. They want to, I'm not exactly sure. My copy doesn't provide a – I don't think they've actually released what it's going to be, if it's going to be 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 2 minutes. I mean, who knows? But the pitch clock will be making an appearance. I hope they blow a big horn when they go over the pitch clock. Also, what happens is if the pitcher goes over the pitch clock, will the opposing batter just take first base? We're going to have to flush that out. The second one is, we talked about this in our prep, is quite interesting. Bigger bases, the actual dimensions of the bases on the diamond will be changed to, they say it's because it's safer. I don't know why that's safer, but also to encourage more stolen bases.
Oh, it's because it's a wider place when you put your hand or your foot in there.
You can sneak in there a little bit more easily. There's more space to kind of slide under that tag.
I wonder if they're going to make home plate bigger.
I wonder that too. Probably. Maybe. But this last one, this last rule has been quite controversial. Banning the shift. What are your thoughts about the MLB banning the shift, where you can move players over to a hitter who always hits to left field? You saw this with David Ortiz a lot, where you can ban that, where they actually have to play the traditional 2-2, where you have a first base, second base on one side, shortstop, and third base on the other side.
Yeah, I'm a a guy who believes that the game was made a specific way for a specific reason. There's no reason other than nosy, lazy-brained people to come in and start moving stuff around to make it more exciting.
More exciting.
It's not more exciting. It's stupid. And everybody always points to the fact, if that guy had been where he should have been, the inning would have been over. You know, so we went from that conversation and complaint to the to the fact that what happened to my team? What happened to my league? What happened to baseball?
Yeah, hey owners, if you want this thing to be more exciting, spend some money on great players and bring people to the ballpark. Fred, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
Brother.
I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Mike. Great to see
you. This was an absolute ball. I really appreciate it. Make sure to check out the podcast, FredDreyerShow.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. See y'all soon. Take care.